Board Member Brown will not be.
Okay.
Chairperson Henderson told me I have an email saying he was going to be, but it's very odd that he isn't here already.
Okay. Let me go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Because there are 5 members, so 3 is a quorum.
Does someone have to take over the chair?
Mr. Vice Chairperson.
Vice Chair, okay.
It'll be Mr. Phillips for his first acting meeting since the vote.
Yeah, if you want to give it 5 minutes, just...
That's your call. It's your call. It's 5:30.
Give him a few minutes here.
Yeah, I haven't seen him this one. So.
Okay. Yeah, I have an email saying he was going to be here. So it's just very strange because he's normally here like right after 5 o'clock. So hopefully everything's okay.
Trap or something.
Give 5 minutes or so, waiting on one board member. The chair is usually here, so we haven't heard from him otherwise. So we'll just hang. We can, yeah.
Yes, because it's a board of 5 members, so 3 is a quorum.
Yep.
That was the first time for me, so.
You just basically just
follow it.
Yeah.
Just follow exactly what's written there, and you will not go wrong. If you have any questions, don't.
So many things on the
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call to order.
Mm-hmm. Chairperson Bob Henderson. Vice Chairperson Bart Phillips.
Here.
Board Member Kokwan Ma.
Here.
Board Member Sarah Miller.
Here.
Board Member Rick Brown.
All right. Now for the moment of silence. Stand up, I guess. And pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, any agenda changes?
No.
Okay. Awards and presentations? Not used. Informational agenda? Not used. All right, I guess we're opening it up for public input. Anybody out there like to say something right now before we start? Hearing none, we'll close that. All right, consent agenda. Okay, is there anything I need to do on this part?
You can just read the, like, Office of the City Clerk, just the agenda item, and then we just need a motion and a second to approve the minutes from last meeting.
Okay. So I guess it's the Office of the City Clerk requests the Planning and Zoning Board, Local Planning Agency review and approval of Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018 Planning and Zoning Board Local Planning Agency regular minute meetings.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion to approve meeting minutes.
I second.
Board Member Ma?
Yes.
Vice Chairperson Phillips?
Aye.
Board Member Miller?
Yes.
All right. Let's move on to public hearing agenda 400. The Community Development Department requests that the local planning agency planning and zoning board hold a public hearing to consider the conditional use application, final engineering plans, and aesthetic review plans for the Octopus car wash located at 510 West State Road 434.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. We have one project before you tonight. Following that, just have a couple minor information items on an upcoming item that we'll talk about. But but first is the Octopus Express Car Wash. Site location is 510 West State Road 434, and this is State Road 434, and it's bordered by Cortez Avenue and Bombay Avenue. It's a proposed renovation of an existing car wash facility. It's currently known as Mr. Big Super Car Wash. The current layout are the outdoor self-service car wash stalls. What's proposed is to demolish that building and construct a new, fully enclosed, automatic drive-through car wash. There'll be three items that we'll be talking about tonight. First is a conditional use, second is the final engineering, and third is the aesthetic review, all in this one public hearing. Representatives of the developer are here tonight as well if you have any questions for them. I'm going to speak briefly about the conditional use. The property is currently zoned C1, which is our neighborhood commercial, and the existing site is operated as a car wash since 1989. When it opened as Mr. Bubbles Auto Wash. At that time, car wash was a permitted use in the C1 zoning district. In 2004, car washes were moved to a conditional use in the C1 zoning district, at which time this car wash became a legal non-conforming use. So the applicant seeking approval for a future car wash renovation, as we'll get to in just a second, in order to operate as a legal conforming use going forward. So the proposed renovations, which I think you'll see significantly upgrade the appearance and value of the property, they would not be permitted without the conditional use going with it. Staff does recommend approval of the conditional use based on the criteria listed in the staff report. Now for the final engineering, I'm going to hand it over to Bryant Smith.
Good evening. Good evening, Board. My name is Bryant Smith, a senior civil engineer with the city. As Bryant mentioned, this is going to be a renovation of an existing site from a self-service car wash to a fully automatic car wash with optional detailing as well as free vacuums. The existing building is about 4,950 square feet. The new building will be in about the same location and will be a little over 6,000 square feet at 6,271, and it's on a little over an acre and a half. It's going to be 26 total parking spots, six of which will be right over here. 19 will be within the vacuum stations, and then there's one handicap spot here. The access is a single point off of Cortez, so users would come in off of Cortez. These are the service areas where they choose what type of wash they want and come through the car wash. Upon exit, they'll have two options. They can come back out to Cortez and they have access to 434, or they can choose to come through the vacuums, use these, and head over to Bombay, and they can reach 434 as well. This will be a new driveway access. The distance from 434 is pretty consistent with other driveways off of 434 on side streets. And the last exit point is right through here on Bombay. This is existing. We've asked them to narrow this down a little bit as well, but this would be for users or even garbage trucks when they come in. They decide they don't want to use the service, they'll be able to exit pretty easily. The reason we asked them to reduce this is just to prevent users who are coming in from mistakenly entering in the do not enter area. There will be signage as well that should deter people, but we thought a reduced driveway would help with that. The borders here, north side is existing single family residence. That'll be also bordered by an existing block wall that's here. You've got their stormwater pond and some trees, oak trees that are in this area. South side is 434. They'll also be putting a small landscape berm within this area as well. And then east side we have Cortez and West Bombay. The existing stormwater pond, there's not going to be a lot of changes to it. Right now, the dumpster location is here. They'll be moving that to this location. It's just easier access for Waste Pro, and they'll regrade this area as well as making any little minor modifications to improve the grading. Capacity-wise, there's no increase that's needed. They're reducing the impervious area from 51 to 47%, so they should be fine in that aspect. Water service, there's a 8-inch water main on 434 here with an existing 2-inch service line to the building. They'll utilize that as well as an existing sewer stub out from Cortez over to this location roughly. Staff recommends the approval of the final engineering on this. If there's no questions, I'll pass it over to Alyssa for the aesthetic review portion.
I'm sorry, Bryant, real quick question.
Sure.
Water consumption, you said there would be a 2-inch water,
yes.
And that would be enough for the site demands?
Yeah, they've said that's adequate for them. That's an existing 2-inch meter as well. So if it did need to be upsized, then that's something that they would have to revisit. But based on what they provided, that should be adequate.
Okay.
Good evening, board members. My name is Alyssa Henriquez. I'm the city planner. I'm just going to be going over the aesthetic reviews. So I'll be showing you the current car wash site and the proposed design for the new Octopus car wash. So as you can see, this is the existing car wash at the corner of Cortez and State Road 434. The new design is a one-story concrete block building which faces State Road 434. The building has a tan stucco facade and a brown crown molding lined rooftop. So it's a more modern design. It's more neutral. So the building is decorated with a natural brick trim along the bottom of the building and decorative columns using a modern, again, more neutral color scheme. The front of the building has several windows adorned with blue awnings, which run along the course of the car wash service lane, which is indoors. The car wash sign on the side of the building matches the front, the font and the color of the monument sign, which I'll show you in a later slide. And the right of the front of the building is a storage unit and two bathrooms. So next, please. This is the right of the building. This is where cars exit from the service lane. And then this is a view of the overhang that goes over the drive-thru. Next, please. This is the rear of the building. You don't really see the canopy in this rendering, but this is where the overhang is, and then cars come around this way and enter through the left side. Next, please. And this is a better view of that overhang that I was talking about, and this is the entrance into the service lane. Next, please. And then this is the existing monument sign on State Road 434, and this is the proposed with the Octopus Express logo and promoting the free vacuums. So staff recommends approval of the Octopus Car Wash Aesthetic Review, and representatives are here from Octopus Express, and staff is available to answer any other questions you might have.
Okay, do we have any questions?
So is Octopus Express, is it fully automated? Is it full service, or is it self-service similar to what it is now?
My name is Pat Secord. My address is 7808 Rolling Ridge Court, Orlando, Florida. An express car wash that would be on this location is the wash portion is totally automated. At the time that the customer stays in the vehicle through the whole wash process. When he exits the car wash, he would make a U-turn and go into the free vacuum pavilion where he would get out and vacuum his own vehicle or her own vehicle. And when they were done, they would exit the car wash. There would be no full service option where we have employees doing the interior or anything like that.
Okay.
It's just purely an express car wash.
Will there be any employees on staff there, or is it just totally on that?
Yeah. Well, there'd be anywhere from two to five employees at any given time.
Okay.
And it would be manned all the time. It would never be unmanned.
Hours of operation?
Most likely would be at haven't decided fully, but it would most likely be like 7 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night would be the maximum hours we would select.
Also in the back, was there an office in the back? It wasn't mentioned, but
yes,
there was a bathroom in the front.
This room right here is the office.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
We just wanted to remind you that if there's no further questions, then we'd like to open it up for public hearing.
Yes. Just I had one other question. I guess it's going to be a full demo, correct? Brand new building all the way through? Okay, good. All right, I would like to open it up for public input. Hearing none and seeing none, I'd like to close. And do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve item number 400.
I second.
Board Member Ma?
Aye.
Board Member Miller?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Phillips?
Aye. Looks good. Big time. For many years.
Thank you.
Thank you for the public hearing and reviewing those three items under that item. Going forward, at our next scheduled meeting on March 7th, as some of you may know, the city for medical marijuana, we are under a temporary moratorium for medical marijuana dispensaries that expires on April 3rd. There is an agenda item on the February 12th City Commission agenda that Jessica just handed out that is seeking commission direction on medical marijuana. As you may know, the Florida legislature determined that cities could either ban medical marijuana facilities entirely in the city, or if we didn't ban, cities had to allow them wherever a pharmacy would be allowed. City Commission is going to consider that and provide direction on February 12th. As a result of that meeting, they may direct us to prepare an ordinance that would come before the Planning and Zoning Board, likely at that March 7th meeting. So really two things why I'm bringing this up. One is so you could have that agenda item and get some background information so you're not getting something just a few days before the next reading, because it is a complicated issue. And secondly, just it's important that we have a quorum at that March 7th date. And if for some reason we're unable to, that we can make other arrangements to have a meeting with a quorum. The tentative plan is that the first reading of an ordinance would be at the February 26th City Commission meeting. Then the Planning and Zoning Board would hear the item and make a recommendation, and then it would be adopted at a March City Commission meeting for second reading. So that may, of course, be subject to City Commission direction on Monday night. So I just want to give you a little background on that. Do you have any questions about that at this time that we can answer?
Well, you're saying there's information that we'll need to process.
Just the information we handed out tonight is
what you handed out.
Yes,
was, okay.
That is the City Commission's agenda item. You're getting the same information that they have. Tell us a little bit of history, some of the legal terms.
Good. I hadn't looked at
so
that yet.
You can just be informed. Is what we're saying.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I see. So pretty thick.
That was it for tonight. Mr. Chair. Unless there's anything else.
There's just the one more public input that has to happen, and then you can adjourn.
Going to open up for public input. Seeing none, hearing none, close.
Mm-hmm.
And I adjourn.
Good job.
Didn't even break a sweat.